relief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Patrick Kobach coming on and giving us that update. It was tied into a story I was going to do in this half hour anyway. And Washington, I'm going to put some saran wrap on that story. And I'm going to put it in the refrigerator for tomorrow's show. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But I want to get to this other story here that's absolutely on topic, acting as a double play with what Patrick Kobach just spoke about. You have to understand that the machines that our clerks utilize for our elections in the state of Michigan, where did they come from? Well, back in the day, in the November 2016 presidential election, where Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, folks, many of our state rhino Republicans in Michigan were supporting Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. You may not remember this. Governor Rick Snyder endorsed her over Donald Trump. That's how much they feared Donald Trump becoming the 45th president. After that election, where on election night, I'll never forget this as long as I live, staying up until 2:47 in the morning when Pennsylvania was announced and Donald Trump and his family walked out on stage to address the media with then Vice President Mike Pence, thanking the American people for their trust in him to be the next president. Hillary Clinton refused to come out and address her supporters that were at her victory party in Washington, D.C. She was so mad, she was so irate, that she, reports said later, that she was sedated to go to sleep that night and did not give her concession speech until the next morning, roughly at about 11 o'clock, dressed in black and purple. Well, if you don't know what that means, search it. Black and purple. That was a dress code to send a loud and clear message about that election. Well, in Michigan at the time, as we went into January 20th of 2017, Inauguration Day, Donald Trump taking the oath of office, infuriated Rick Snyder, the governor of the state of Michigan. And at the time, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson and President Donald Trump's election triggered something. Rick Snyder made a trip to China in May of 2017. And who did he take with him? Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, Republican. They met with Chinese officials and shored up the election machine contracts for those new machines, Dominion Heart and ES&S machines, to be contracted with the state of Michigan to run our elections in future elections starting in 2018. 2018? Let's see. Oh, that's right. Who was running for governor? Bill Schuette, Republican, against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Attorney General at the time, Bill Schuette, running for governor against Gretchen Whitmer, was the very first election that these machines were used in. Why? Because Michigan did not have those machines back in the 2016 election. We didn't have Dominion Heart and ES&S machines that were basically components made in China, installed in them. They claim that that's why Donald Trump won in Michigan over Hillary Clinton, barely beating her by 10,708 votes. That's how close it was, folks, November 2016 presidential election. Well, they were going to make dang sure that these machines were in place and ready to go for when? 2018's election. Who else got elected that year in 2018? Here in the state of Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. I believe these machines were active and engaged and ran properly in 2018's election. Hillary was furious that the machines did not work, that there was a malfunction, and gave the election to Trump. That's why she was so upset. That's why she had to be sedated on election night to go to sleep. That's why she didn't give her concession speech, is because she was so irate that the machines failed her. Well, fast forward 2018, the machines worked perfectly. Whitmer beat Schuette. Nessel, Benson won. We were off and running as far as the machines go. Next major election, 2020. 2020 was a situation where we tested for the first time a presidential national election with the use of these machines. Isn't it interesting, though, that not only did we have these machines in place ready to go, but we had the China virus. March of 2020, long before the national conventions, long before the primary season was over, long before the candidates were determined, long before the November 2020 election. China virus hits. Whitmer locks us down. Benson issues these mandates, these rules that have later were proven to be unconstitutional about 6 feet social distancing, not allowing poll challengers to do their work. Me, Patrick Kobach, and others, when we were in the basement of the TCF Center that November night. Well, guess what? It worked. And Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. In Michigan, beat him by 154,000 plus votes. Give me a break. Well, as we suffered through 4 years of Biden sitting in the Oval Office, Patrick Kobach, Mike Lindell, many others stayed engaged. Pat Kobach wrote a book about it, The 2020 Coup, What Happened and What to Do About It. And guess what? We now know exactly what they did. And Pat Kobach and others are staying on top of Jocelyn Benson, and now the House Oversight Committee is doing it as well. Subpoenas have been issued. She's violated those subpoenas. She's been held in contempt of those subpoenas by the Michigan House. And there's going to be a court date. She's already said it. She's made quote of the day. If the House Republicans think that I'm going to turn over these materials, then I'll see him in court. Well, there's only one problem, Jocelyn. You're not going to be in court limited to Michigan election laws and your attorney general, Dana Nessel, protecting you. Now you've got federal statutes to deal with. And we've got some friends in Washington, D.C., like Pam Bondi, the attorney general, Pash Patel, the FBI director. And with the evidence we have that they're willing to look at, good luck in court. And that's exactly the direction this is headed. Because this is not going to be done in a state court. I can guarantee you it will be brought in a U.S. district court, federal. And there's going to be a whole different ball game that they're going to have to deal with. So little Miss Jocelyn Benson is not going to get her way with the Michigan Supreme Court. She's not going to get away with Attorney General Dana Nessel providing legal defense for her. And we'll see where this goes. But it's interesting, the timing of this, along with the subpoenas that are coming regarding the illegitimate, horrible spending in our state budget, with those subpoenas coming as well. Well, we're about to see a whole lot about what the Democrats have been doing in this state for the last 4 years. And the liberals don't like it. Well, I hate to say it, but you've rubbed it in our faces for 4 years. Now it's our turn. Elections have consequences. Donald Trump's back in the White House. We've got a new Attorney General, Pam Bondi. We've got a new FBI director willing to look into and investigate these activities. And we've got a new House majority in Lansing in the state representatives. Subpoenas are coming. We are going to find out a whole lot of stuff happening, folks, over this next year. Long before the August primary next year to determine who gets to be the governor candidate for the Democrats as well as the Republicans. So we're going to see where this goes. We're going to be following it. We're going to be on top of it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Hump Day Wednesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. All the text messages, the interaction back and forth, greatly appreciate it. Again, a couple of upcoming events that we want you guys to participate in. Come join us, be a part of it. Risk It Fest, riskitfest.com. Just text me FEST, F-E-S-T for festival, and I'll send you the link to the website. You need to get your tickets before Friday because that's when the prices are going to start going up. So we need you to get your tickets. Come join us Saturday, June 21st at the new south location of the Iron Pig. It's on Old 27, just south of downtown Gaylord, 3 mile exit 279. Off of I-75, then you head south about 1 mile exactly, and you'll be right in front of 4029 Old 27 Highway. On the east side of the road, right across the street from the Otsego Lake, Lake Otsego, right across the street. Saturday, we are going to party. Starts at noon, goes to 11. We're going to end it with fireworks. It's going to be a great time. We want you guys to come join us and be a part of it. If you're a business, you'd like to sponsor the event, get some name recognition at the event, you can also go to the same website and click on sponsor, and you can sign up for various packages to get some recognition for your business. Ian would greatly appreciate new sponsors to help, and we greatly, greatly appreciate you doing that. Now, that is Saturday. 3 weeks, I believe, from this Saturday that's coming up. Man, I can't believe it's happening this quickly. But yes, we are going to absolutely look at promoting this event, talking about it. Commercials are going to start airing soon, and we are going to ask that you come join us. Because one of the things that we get to do this year is party. So, again, 3 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st, text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. Then, July 19th, the third Saturday in July, the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Ian Murphy is going to be doing the pulled pork for us, smoking it for us over there in Gaylord, and then he'll bring it and serve it to us. We are going to have a great time, a great event, great, great lineup is coming of speakers. Made some phone calls yesterday. Left some voicemail messages waiting to get response. We're excited. But we really want to focus this year on the kids. 12 and under are free. Adults are $50. The teenagers are $25. The kids 12 and under are free because we really want to focus on the kids learning firearm safety. We're going to have range safety officers out there. They'll be able to give them some basic firearm safety instructions, some training, and then they'll be shooting 22 handguns and 22 rifles. Parents, adults, somebody has to stay with the kids. You don't get them to take them out there to the range and then walk away. You got to stay with them, supervise them while they're shooting. You'll hear the firearm safety training they get. You'll be responsible for watching them and make sure that they execute properly and do everything that the range safety officers teach them. And then we're going to have a little awards for the kids. We want to make this very memorable. We want them to understand how important it is that they understand firearm safety, understand the Second Amendment, and get them excited about shooting guns. And hopefully raise a new crop of young people that are going to carry on the tradition of the Second Amendment. So again, text me either fun shoot, two words, or pig roast. Two words, fun shoot or pig roast. I've got my phone folder set up. It'll send you to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the posts, understand everything, make the donation for your tickets. When you click on the yellow donate button, it'll pop up to our PayPal account, not yours, ours. And then all you have to do is change the zeros to the number. If you're buying a ticket for more than yourself, in the note to the seller, put the names of the other people that will be joining you, and we'll put you on the spreadsheet check-in list for our security folks. They will be checking IDs at the gate to make sure you're on the list. You'll get an email reply with your receipt for your donation. Take a picture of it with your phone or print it out. That is literally your ticket to get in. As long as you're on the list, though, you'll still be able to get in even if you don't have the ticket, but we ask you simply take a picture of the email receipt. Lastly, this radio station, my wife, the owner, me, and this show are being sued in court. We have a legal defense fund set up. If you'd like to keep us on the air, keep the station on the air, this show, text me legal, and I'll send you the information like I just did to Scott over in Onaway. Greatly appreciate it, Scott. Thank you so much for the donation, your support. Share that text with everybody you know. Help us fight this lawfare tactics that are being applied against us and help us win. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan.